Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
If Al Gore was the evening's big star, the Reverend William Barber was quite a warm-up. He attacked Dominion, the company planning a massive compressor station in a poor rural community founded by freed Virginia slaves, and said companies often refer to places like Union Hill as Lulus, short for local unwanted land use.
Hazardous waste facilities, solid waste disposal sites, contaminated industrial sites, and now pipelines and compression. They are disproportionately placed in poor communities and black communities because they think they are Lulus. This ain't no Lulu. This is holy ground.
He said this kind of development was a sign of systemic racism and called on Virginia's embattled governor, Ralph Northam, to take a stand.
And Governor Northam, the first thing you ought to do is tell Dominion I was wrong, but I'm going to do right now.
He lambasted other politicians for taking campaign money from Dominion and scoffed at the company's claim that this state's air pollution permit was the strongest of its kind in the nation.
If you got a deregulator in the White House deregulating everything, then saying what you just did was the strongest in the country is not saying anything. And secondly, Governor, if it's so good, request it to be in your backyard.
Dominion says the compressor station will comply with EPA regulations and will pose no threat to public health. The company has offered Buckingham County $5 million for a new community center and to improve local emergency medical services. But Barber and his audience weren't buying it.
Union Hill shouldn't have to get those things from Dominion. The state of Virginia ought to be investing in community centers and better rescue squads.
When it was his turn to speak, former vice president and environmental crusader Al Gore conceded Barber was a tough act to follow.
Michael Jordan, he's my favorite basketball player. One time he scored an unbelievable 95 points in one game. It was just incredible. And one of the sports writers interviewed a rookie on Michael Jordan's team. He had scored 1 point. And he said, "What is your reaction to this game?" He said, "I'll always remember this as the time when Michael Jordan and I combined for 96 points. I want you all to know I'm going to always remember this as the time when Reverend William Barber II and I combined to issue a moral call for ecological justice."
In fact, Gore scored plenty of points with those who had braved a wintry weather forecast to be here.
These compressors emit a lot of pollutants that cause a lot of conditions that threaten human health. This is what...
For the next 16 seconds, the crowd was subjected to a deafening recording of an existing compressor station.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Dominion says the nearest home will be 1/4 mile away, and it pledges to plant trees and bushes around the facility. The company claims more low-priced gas will be a plus for Virginia, causing less pollution than coal and sparking economic development. Opponents at the rally said the fastest-growing jobs in the U.S. were solar panel installers. In Buckingham, I'm Sandy Houseman.